Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And, of course, I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, our guest today was to have been Dr. James Wardner, who really we had on many, many times. In years past, he wrote a wonderful book called The Planned Destruction of America, in which he exposed the background of the Council on Foreign Relations and the truly diabolical plan of these people of great wealth and great power who control both political parties and control the media. And it was an excellent study in the power of this small group of men whose headquarters is there at 58 68th Street in New York City. But of course, as James began to study more and more, he began to realize that there was some other force, some other factor, and this is exactly what had happened to me. I mean, I studied the Council on Foreign Relations for many years. I went there, I went through their papers, but there was always an X factor. There was something we were missing, and that's what happened to James. And he eventually began to understand Masonry. Now, you must understand that there are between 2 and 3 million Masons in the United States, probably 6 million throughout the world, who have sworn horrible oaths to search for the light. And, of course, they never tell the Mason that the light they're searching for is Lucifer, and that the truth of the matter is that the God of the Bible is the bad God, and Lucifer is the good God who gives them true freedom and gives them power and gives them the satisfaction of all of their earthly desires. And certainly the average Mason doesn't know that, although he has sworn these oaths and he is waiting to stand before the great white throne of judgment when he dies, and you go to a Masonic funeral and they'll talk about the great white throne of judgment. And the trouble is, the Mason hasn't read the Revelation, the last book of the Bible, because the great white throne of judgment is the judgment of the damned. This is what it's about. And of course, they've sold their souls to the devil for advantage here in this world, without realizing, of course, that there is an afterworld, there is an eternity, and unless they renounce their oaths to Masonry, why, they are going to spend eternity with their Lord, the one that they've sworn their oath to, and that is Lucifer. And as incredible as it seems, and it seems so simplistic, and how could anybody believe that, this is the way that it really is. If you read the writings of the Masons, for the Masons, for the people who are really studying it, it is all very, very clear exactly what this is about. The God of the Bible has all sorts of commandments. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. But, of course, if you worship Lucifer, there are no restrictions. You have total freedom. The only thing you, of course, promise is you won't seduce the wife of a fellow master Mason. But other than that, why, you can do just about whatever you want to. And believe me, they kill people. They are part, at least the inner core of this, is part of a vile and very dangerous force within our society. And so James, Dr. Wardner, who was to be our guest today, had actually written a book about that called, I believe it was Unholy Alliance, that was the title. We carry that book. His first book is out of print. His second one is not. And it was Dr. Wardner who introduced me to the understanding that it was the Masonic influence in the Supreme Court of the United States between 1941 and 1971, where for 30 years the Masons controlled our Supreme Court and took God and prayer out of our schools and out of America. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guests. And, well, we're going to have to open up our lines here because our regularly scheduled guest is not here, although the guest was to have been Dr. James Wardner, and we're still trying to get him. Hopefully we'll be able to reach him. But anyway, Dr. Wardner was going to talk today about his book on Holy Alliances and of course, the Masonic influence in America. There are over between 2 and 3 million people who belong to a secret society here in the United States. They have sworn horrible secret oaths. They will not tell you what those oaths are. They will not tell you what really Masonry is all about. And when you try to pin on them down, it's sort of like putting your finger on a bit of mercury. It just sort of squirts out on the sides. Because they have sworn these oaths never to reveal it. And they promise the first stage of Masonry, that if they ever reveal the secrets, why, they'll have their tongue torn out, cut out by its roots, or torn out and be buried in the sands of the sea at the level of the low tide, you know, up to the neck, so that when the tide comes in, they're going to die. And on the second level, why, of course, they're going to have their chest cut open, their heart taken out, and the third level, why, they, you know, if they ever reveal any of the secrets, why, they'll have their abdomen cut open and the entrails taken out and burned and fed to the fowl. Why would any adult swear oaths like this when they don't even really understand what the secrets are? And of course, they are simply deceived. But once you begin varying from the true scriptures, from the Word of God, it's so easy to deceive people. And this is what Masonry is all about. The trouble is, these people are working in the United States Senate. They're working in the House of Representatives. 6 of our last 12 presidents of the United States, with the exception of George Bush, of course, but 6 of the last 12 presidents of the United States either were Masons or very closely associated with Masonry in one way or another. How can you possibly have forces that are this powerful working at the highest level of our government when they've sworn promises that they will certainly, if they're on a jury, or if they're a judge, they will never convict a fellow Mason? How do you get a free trial, an honest trial? And of course you don't. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course we're going to have open lines because our regularly scheduled guest is not here. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. If you would like to give us a call. But we were talking about Masonry. And, of course, here is a secret society operating in the United States with between 2 and 3 million members. Some of these are the most powerful men in America. They have worked, of course, to organized many of the anti-communist and conservative and Christian organizations. They've infiltrated them. They've infiltrated the churches. They've infiltrated the Southern Baptist denomination. It said that, you know, the almost 30 to 40% of the ministers in the Southern Baptist denomination are also Masons. How can you be a minister of the Holy Scriptures when you've sworn these horrible bloody oaths, and they are horrible bloody oaths, to adhere to the teachings of the great architect of the universe? Because Masonry is a religion. It is a religion where you worship a different god, and the name of that god is Jabal-Al. J for Jehovah, Baal for Baal, and Al for Osiris. That is the hidden name of God. And it's not Yahweh, the God that we worship, but an entirely different God. And, of course, if you really get into the background of it and read enough Masonic literature, you'll find it is really Lucifer. In fact, we carry a book called The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, and it's written by Manly P. Hall. And there, of course, Hall tells you that, you know, when the warrior on the block has really found the true key to Masonry, he will have this seething power of Lucifer in his hands. And it's a short little book. We carry it. We do not list it in our catalog because we don't want you to think we endorse this idea. But if you're a researcher and you want to read the writings of Manly P. Hall, why, we carry his secret teachings of all ages, his book, secret destiny of America, and of course the lost keys of Freemasonry. Why do we carry it? Because there's some people out there who really do need to study this, but we warn you, you have to be very careful, because there is almost like there's a lure of this, the true secret power that you can tap into. And believe me, there is a power out there that you can tap into, but of course you do so at the risk of your eternal soul. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And so we'll look forward to your calls as we're going to talk about the influence of Masonry, which is still one of the most powerful organizations in the United States today. And of course, the last 12 presidents, six of them have come from Masonry or were closely affiliated with Masonry. Or, for instance, one of the recent presidents wasn't ever a Mason, but he accepted the 33rd degree Masonry in the Oval Office during the waning years of his time in the Oval Office. His name was Ronald Reagan, who, incidentally, most people don't know. I mean, Ronald Reagan said everything we believe. Why? He was against big government. Yet he increased government more than any president we've ever had. He wanted to cut back on government spending. He gave us the biggest government spending we've ever had. He was against government deficits, but he gave us the biggest deficits we've ever had. And of course, it took us 200 years to get a national debt of $1 trillion. And when Ronald Reagan left the White House, the national debt was $2.7 trillion. But you see, because the media is controlled, people don't understand that. We think Ronald Reagan cut taxes. Everybody knows he cut taxes. He did. He gave us the largest tax increase in 1986 we've ever had here in the United States. And the fact that people don't understand that. You can say one thing and do another. And you get the support of the people. It simply reflects the fact that they're able to control and manipulate what we believe, and they do it so very, very effectively. So Ronald Reagan, of course, was into astrology. His wife was into astrology. But we don't know that. After all, he was a Christian. Certainly anybody can say they're a Christian. Bill Clinton is a Christian. He goes to church every Sunday with a Bible under his arm. But is he really a Christian? And the great tragedy is today how easy it is to mislead the American people. For as I think it was Cluny, it was one of the Roman philosophers, said, you know, he said that all the common people believe that all religions are good. The philosophers believe all religions are false, but the politicians believe that all religions are useful. Well, let's go to Fred, who's calling us from Salinas. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or we're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. We're talking about the Masonic influence here in the United States, pointing out that six of our last 12 presidents either were members of Masonry or very, very closely affiliated with it by one means or another. And, of course, these people are working within our United States Senate. Many of our senators are 33rd degree or 32nd degree Masons who have sworn these horrible oaths that influence whatever they do and their entire outlook. And the same is true with a significant number of our congressmen. The last list we have that the Masons put out was about 1987. We have that available. We're glad to make it available for you. And many of those senators, believe it or not, are still there, still giving the most patriotic of speeches as they work for the destruction of what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, because their goal is the new age, the new world order, the new world religion. Oh, they talk about America and their love for our Constitution, and yet they consistently do everything they can to undermine it. Well, we've got Fred calling. Hi, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm fine today. I just wanted to say that I, through the years since this country was first formed, almost every president that we've ever had has been a Mason, or not?
No, not really. There's been an awful lot who weren't. I think there's probably maybe been 15 or 20 of them. I've got the list. I don't have it right with me. But
one thing I know is I have a Masonic Bible here, and in the very front of the Masonic Bible is the list of and the pictures of all the presidents that were Masons.
All right, fine. How many of them are there?
Well, I can get the book. But
all right.
It went clear. My book went up to Truman.
All right.
Truman was a Mason.
Mason was, and certainly Lyndon Johnson was a Mason, as was Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as was Gerald Ford. They were all active Masons. Bill Clinton was the highest ranking demolay, and of course Ronald Reagan joined the Masons, took the 33rd degree of this occult organization. Why would he do that if he was a born again Christian?
The reason I actually have that book is that I was born down in a southern state, and my father was a businessman in the county that we were in. And what he found was that down there, and I would suspect almost all over the whole country, in every town, you have what is called the old boy network.
That's right.
And the old boy network is the people that belong to the Masonic temple in that town. And if you want to do business in that town, you better join the Masons.
And that's absolutely
and
right.
That's exactly what he found. What he didn't know, he tried to join the Masons, and he got one black ball, so he never did make it in there. But he found out, that was the main thing he told me, was that all through that whole South, and probably up here and any place you go, is that when you hear somebody talk about the old boy network, that's who it is.
And they
very often controls everything from the town council right on up to the county people and all the businessmen, and that's where they have their power.
And in the judges too. Don't forget they put their you will not find a major government building, county building, or federal building in the United States that does not have a small Masonic plaque on it. And, of course, this, of course, is a religious organization. It's a religious thing. They can have those out, but wouldn't you dare ever think about having a cross displayed on any government building? And people have to understand, you see, that they understand it's a religion, but we don't. So they are a favored religion, because the purpose of Masonry is to destroy Christianity. I'd say they're doing a pretty good job of it. Now, they are not the only organization. They're simply one of a myriad of secret organizations. We can get into the background of where Council on Foreign Relations came from. It came out of the occult back in the 1891. And then, of course, Bilderbergers and Trilateral Commission come off of that. Skull and Bones came out of a secret occult society in Bavaria back in 1832. You find the mystery religions, of course, infiltrated the Catholic faith. They've infiltrated the Protestant faith. They are always there, of course, because their purpose is to destroy Christianity. So, anything else you want to say, Fred? I think you're absolutely right. You know, in many communities, you can't get ahead. I know in the community where I live, for many years, a Mason controlled both the newspaper and, of course, the local radio station. And his son today is the Secretary of State of my state.
I know it's the town I live in. One of the biggest buildings here is the Masonic Temple.
All right.
And I suspect if you want to get ahead in this town, you better join the Masons, because that's where the power's at.
But the average individual, you see, is never allowed to know that. And if you go to a Christian church and they put on a program on cults, and of course they'll talk about the New Age, and they'll talk about the Moonies, and they'll talk about the Mormons, and they'll talk about the Jehovah's Witnesses, but they will never dare mention the Masons. And I've asked them, why don't you talk about the Masons, the largest cult in the United States that worships a different God and has taken people into a different religion, and their whole life centers around that? And I'll never forget this one speaker at a church I used to go to saying, oh, we wouldn't dare do that. And that's what it's really all about, ladies and gentlemen.
Have a good day.
God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, you know, there are a lot of things nobody wants to talk about. We talk about them because if the American people don't understand, we're going to lose this country. And with it, of course, the wonderful freedom we've enjoyed that we inherited from past generations. So give us a call of 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back here in just a few moments here at Radio Liberty. Book that will really help
help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaur's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaur's book, A Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaur.
This is health journalist Bill Sardi. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like a corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done: get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're a Mason out there and would like to call in and tell us your view of what Masonry is really all about, why, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you have other thoughts on either Masonry or any of the other secret societies that work within the shadows that have a common goal, and that is the destruction of America as a sovereign nation and moving us into a new world order and a new world religion. You see, Masonry and Christianity are incompatible. The purpose of Masonry was always to destroy the Catholic Church, and of course the Catholic recognized the evil that was within the substance of Masonry. But unfortunately, the Masons worked within the Protestant Church. They've infiltrated that, and so many of the ministers, specifically in the South, have sworn those oaths those horrible and bloody oaths to the God of this world, to Lucifer himself, and they haven't even known what they were doing. This is the thing, because everything is based upon deception, upon illusion and delusion. And so it's only, you know, after you've been in Masonry for a long time and you've read Morals and Dogma through two or three times, you begin to put all the pieces together, because it's written in an esoteric form. It's very, very hard to figure out what they're really saying. In fact, certainly Albert Pike, who writes Morals and Dogma, brags about the fact that he intentionally is deceiving the Mason. That's the whole purpose. The people who are not fit to really know the truth. So Fred has just called in. He said 15 presidents, up to including Harry Truman, who were presidents. Well, after Harry Truman, of course, we had two more that actually had gone up to the ranks, and that, of course, would be Lyndon Johnson and Henry and Gerry Ford, and then, of course, President Reagan joined the Masons, and we have pictures of this. If you want to get them, we'll be glad to send you copies of it from the Masonic publications that we take, bragging about how, of course, President Reagan had joined the 33rd degree of Masonry. And then, of course, he writes letters to Brother Clausen. It was Mr. Clausen. I think it was Henry Clausen was the head of Masonry. And, of course, President Reagan writes to him as Brother Clausen. Now, why would you never hear about that any other place? They don't want you. If you'd like to verify what I'm saying, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and simply ask for the pictures of the President Reagan joining the Masons. And of course, we actually have their publications. They print it in their journals. They're proud of it. But would you ever expect that Time Magazine or Newsweek or U.S. News and World Report, which are part of the establishment, would tell you about the secret societies or their influence on our society today? Well, of course, there's been a book that's come out recently. It's called The Da Vinci Code by Dan Brown. And, of course, it's a very, very blasphemous book because it suggests that Jesus Christ really wasn't Lord. He had an illicit affair with Mary Magdalene, and the progeny that they produced was the basis of the royal houses of royalty in Europe, the basis of the Merovingian bloodline, which, of course, goes into the monarchies of Europe today. But the one thing that Dan Brown did do was introduce you to some of these secret societies, like the Masons, like the Knights Templar. And, of course, you have to understand that what is going on today has been around for 5,000 years. There have always been secret societies. There have always been mystery religions. They were there in ancient Babylon among the Sumerians. They were there among the Egyptians. They were there in ancient Greece, and certainly Pythagoras. If you get out the encyclopedia and read about Pythagoras, who gave the dictum, which is the basis of geometry, a squared plus b squared plus c squared, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, the square of the two sides of a right angle are equal to the hypotenuse of the right angle. So basically, but where did Pythagoras get these ideas, his basis in geometry? Why, he went, of course, to the Middle East. He was actually came from southern Italy. He went to the Middle East, studied the mystery schools, and came back and set up a mystery school in Italy back, maybe 500 years before Christ was born in Bethlehem. So the basis, of course, his philosophy then was picked up by Socrates, and then by Plato, and then by Aristotle, and ultimately by the ultimate student, the man who would come to rule the world, conquer the whole world, was Alexander the Great. He was Aristotle's student, and he had learned the secret of the mystery religions from Aristotle. And we have a book. We don't offer it, but you can get it. It's called Plutarch's The Life of Alexander. I think it's either by Hively or Kively translated. And he will tell you about how, well, I guess we're out of time. We'll come to that in just a moment here. We'll be right back, and give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
About another one of our fast Fascinating four-tape series. This is entitled The Secret Agenda of Freemasonry. Now, if you begin to look into the background of the Freemasonic movement in America, you find out we're dealing with a fraternity within a fraternity, and most Masons have no way possibly of knowing that within their organization there is a small group of men that have an agenda and an intent upon destroying traditional Christianity and the governmental structure of America. The whole purpose of Masonry is to destroy the Christian foundations upon which America was founded. Without an understanding of free and accepted Masonry, its influence on our governmental structures, on our religion, on our Supreme Court, it's virtually impossible to understand really what's going on in America today. The Secret Agenda of Freemasonry, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR-TO-ORDER.
Sophisticated investors are buying gold and silver today because the dollar has lost almost 50% of its value in relationship to the euro, and the price of gold and silver has increased almost 40%. If you're interested in learning more about precious metal investing, why don't you call Bo at 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177, or visit him at Elliott's Stamp and Coin Shop in downtown Santa Cruz at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building, which is located between Trader Joe's and the Signature Twin Movie Theater. Bo's telephone number is 831-423-0177. That's 831-423-0177. And he's located at 141 South River Street in the San Lorenzo office building. And if you mention you heard about Elliott Stamp and Coin Shop on Radio Liberty, why, you'll get a 15% discount on some non-investment items.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. We're going to talk about Masonry, so we just take you into the mystery religions and the secret societies that have always been here. And of course, Plato and Aristotle had one message, and they would write, of course, for the common people, and then they had a special message for the special people like Alexander the Great. And in the book Plutarch's The Life of Alexander, he tells about how Aristotle had written a book on the mysteries. And certainly Alexander the Great was furious with Aristotle, and he writes to him and says, why have you written a book on the mysteries? This is how I have been able to control men and to determine the destiny of my battles, and now you've told other people I will lose my power. And Aristotle writes to him and says, you can, of course, read all you want to about the mysteries, but unless you've been personally instructed in them, you have no way of understanding. And that's really true. I mean, it's very difficult to read the Masonic writings unless you know what they're saying and have some inkling that Lucifer is God. You're never going to see it there. You're going to go right over it. But once you know it, it's sort of like the door opens, and then you see it. And then the secret societies have been there. They were there, you know, at the time of Christ. They were there, you know, in the time of the Templars in the 1100s and the 1200s. The Rosicrucians, of course, the Templars wore a rosy cross on their white vest, and the Rosicrucians came around about 1400. Right now, if you go into Masonry, why, you will actually go through one of the various levels that you go through as you move towards the 33rd degree. One of the degrees you go through is one for the Rosicrucians, another one is for the Knights Templar. It all fits in together, and if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I simply quote Albert Pike, who says, that masonry is the end result of the ancient mysteries. The ancient mysteries are reflected in modern-day masonry, which is really what it's about. Well, Lar, we've got Lar calling from Gary, Indiana. Hi, Lar, are you there? Lar, are you there?
Yes, hello, Dr. Stan.
Hey, thank you so much. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes, I would like to, can you give us some information about the skull and bones and tell us how that fit into the nation?
Well,
I'm gonna hang up.
All right, fine. Well, Lar wants to know about skull and bones. A skull and bones, of course, is another of the secret societies. To really get a good grasp of how this fits together, probably one of the five most important books in my library is written by James H. Billington, who is a liberal, who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations for a time. He was on the editorial board of their magazine, Foreign Affairs, but he was the head of the Smithsonian. Today is the head of the Library of Congress. He's part of the establishment, but he is a brilliant historian. He wrote a book called Fire in the Minds of Men. In that book, he talks about this whole revolutionary movement that swept Europe during the 1700s and 1800s and of course 1900s, and ended up with the Russian Revolution in 1918 and the revolution in Cuba in 1959-1958, and Fidel Castro was brought to power in 1959. But be that as it may, what James H. Billington says is, you know, most people think that this world revolution was an outgrowth of the Enlightenment, of the writings of Robespierre of Rousseau and Voltaire. And he said the world revolution that we see and this continuing revolution was never an outgrowth of the Enlightenment. It was an outgrowth of the occult. And it really came about because you had these people, these aristocrats, who took the lighted candles off of their Catholic altars and put them on the Masonic altars. And you had these people who were fascinated with secret societies and the occult, and they became the basis of the French Revolution, the American Revolution, the French Revolution, and the series of revolutions that swept through Europe during the 1900s. And it was one revolution after another. In France, there was a revolution, remember, in 1789. And there was another one in the early, came about after Napoleon. And then there was another one in 1848, another one in the 1870s. And it's just a series of revolutions, and similar things were happening in Italy and other countries. And then, of course, after the Second World War, the First World War. The purpose of the First World War was to destroy all the existing societies. And if you read the Kaiser's memoirs, he will tell you that that he had been told that there was a secret Masonic organization that had plotted the entire First World War, and its purpose was to destroy all the existing organizations that were there. Now, that secret Masonic organization worked in concert with the outgrowth of Cecil Rhodes Secret Society in Great Britain. They worked to bring about this horrible First World War, totally senseless war. Its purpose was to destroy the existing forms of government and to bring about this one world order. And, of course, we are still involved in the same process today. But where does Skull and Bones came from? Well, these occult organizations that Billington writes existed throughout Europe, and they certainly existed in Bavaria, secret societies. There was a man named Russell, whose family was involved with the drug trade in China, and Russell went to Yale University, and Yale University had outlawed secret societies. Phi Beta Kappa started as a secret society, and the authorities at Yale had said, you can't have, you know, this is a secret occult organization. So Russell went over in 1832 to Bavaria, and he came in contact with members of a secret occult organization there, and he brought back the framework for Skull and Bones to the United States. And so he organized it in 1832. The first class graduated in 1833. We actually have, from Skull and Bones, something that nobody else has. We have their records. We offer them to you. Going back to 1833, when the first class graduated, right up until, I think, 1983, and you'd be amazed at who the people are that have been in there. Many of them are considered to be conservatives, and many of them are considered to be liberal, but they have all sworn their allegiance to this secret society. Now, what do we know about the Skull and Bones? Well, we know it is so secret that both George Bush and John Kerry Oh, these two opposing candidates who both really wanted to support the war in Iraq, and both wanted to support globalism, and both wanted to support big spending. The only question was how they were going to have the big spending, and both supported Social Security and all these socialist programs, and they fought back and forth. And it was all showbiz. They all both came from the same secret society, and both of them were asked during the campaign about the secret society, and both of them gave the identical answer. It is so secret, we can't discuss it. Now, how can you have a president of the United States who professes to be a Christian, who belongs to a secret occult organization, and doesn't have the courage to renounce his allegiance to that secret organization? In fact, the first thing that George Bush did back in 2000 when he came into office was to invite all the members of his class from this same occult organization to the White House to celebrate. Now the White House was once again under their control. Of course, William Howard Taft had been a bonesman, went on to become Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. How do you go from being the President of the United States to being Supreme Justice Chief Justice of the United States? You got an invisible force behind you, but nobody's going to tell you that. And then, of course, we had George Herbert Walker Bush, who was a member, their grandfather, Prescott Bush, who was, of course, involved with the Nazis. His bank was indicted for working with the Nazis. Why, of course, he was a member of Skull and Bones, as was his son, George Herbert Walker Bush, as is George W. Bush today. Now, what we know about Skull and Bones, well, it is an occult organization with deep ties to the same spiritual forces that energize the Nazi movement. And the people who've been in the tomb, and this is described in a book we carry called The Secrets of the Tomb by Alexandra Robbins. And it's quite a good book. I believe she was fed a lot of false information, but if you can pick the truth from the falsehood, and if you can get our 4-tape set on Skull and Bones, then we will help that, because I've interviewed Alexandra on several occasions, and other people are very knowledgeable, but Alexandra knew people who had actually been in there, perhaps doing redecorating, and they tell you that there's swastikas all over there, and all sorts of Nazi memorabilia. How do you feel about having a president who belongs to an organization with all sorts of Nazi memorabilia? Everybody was so upset when of course, the Prince Charles's son, one of the young princes, went to a meeting wearing a swastika on his arm, and they said, oh, how inappropriate it is. And, of course, it is inappropriate. But you have to understand that this whole movement of Skull and Bones is deeply involved with the occult, and of course with all the Nazi symbols, and of course they have a Cochise's skull there. They have all sorts of bones and skulls and all of these things. In fact, the story is that Prescott Bush actually robbed the grave, and I think it was Cochise's, anyone of the maybe it was Geronimo, maybe it was Geronimo's skull, I'm not certain. It was either Cochise or Geronimo. Anyway, they got the skull there, and of course that is a serious crime. But you see, these people are above the law. Why? Because when you become entered Skull and Bones, why, you are secure for life, and you will always be given key jobs in the Central Intelligence Agency, in banking, in the military. You'll probably join the Council on Foreign Relations and be one of the leaders of the Council on Foreign Relations. So here you see the interlock of this organization, certainly very, very deeply involved with banking. Many of the people from Brown Brothers Harriman and other of the major banks, of course, are there, and they take care of you for life. You do what you're told, and you will be well taken care of. There was a video that was put out, starred Glenn Ford, many years ago. It was called The Brotherhood of the Bell, and I know Rick Strawcutter still carries that video. You can get it through his ministry. The Brotherhood of the Bell, and Glenn Ford is supposedly a member of this secret society who is asked, of course, to do something that he cannot do morally. And, of course, then they're going to destroy him. And they set out to destroy him, and then he tries to tell people what's really going on. It's one of the most gripping videos you've ever seen. Actually, it was a movie. No, I guess it was a made-for-television movie, and never showed in the big theaters. But Glenn Ford understood what this was all about, and he was trying to use the movie to get the truth out to the American people, and everybody thinks it's make-believe. Now, they have come out with a couple of movies on Skull and Bones, but they're designed to make you think it's just a wonderful, altruistic organization, these fine people. These are the people who've gotten us into wars. It was McGeorge Bundy, member of Skull and Bones, who manipulated the United States into the Vietnam War. And, of course, we have his article out of Foreign Affairs magazine in January of 1967, where McGeorge Bundy explains what Vietnam is really all about. Now, McGeorge Bundy, chairman of the National Security Council, National Security Advisor to the President of the United States, McGeorge Bundy, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of Skull and Bones, good friend of the Secretary of War, Henry Stimson, during the Second World War. Stimson, with Skull and Bones, was instrumental in getting America into the Second World War. He was CFR, Skull and Bones. He was a good friend of McGeorge Bundy. CFR, Skull and Bones, who was the National Security Advisor who got us into the Vietnam, they even wrote a book together called On Watch, laughing all the time at how foolish the American people are not to understand the influence of the secret societies over every aspect of our lives. If you'd like to get more information on Skull and Bones, why, of course, we offer a syllabus on it in which we give you all the members going all the way back to the very beginning. And we carry a book by Professor Sutton called America's Secret Establishment. We carry Fleshing Out of Skull and Bones, which is written by Chris Mulligan. Coincidentally, is getting sued, that's what they do. They bring lawsuits against you to harass you if you ever tell the truth about what's really going on. And Chris is a great patriot and doing everything he can. But this is how they harass people to silence them. And then, of course, we carry Alexander Robbins' book, The Secrets of the Tomb, so you can get a pretty good idea of this organization. What is it really all about? It's all about pagan worship. Probably the only person, two people have actually recorded the secret ceremonies. One of them is a fellow named, I think, Rosenthal, something of the sort. He's written about it in Esquire magazine, and he had a video camera that they hid in the roof during the initiation ceremonies, and they were truly pagan. The other, of course, is a story that Alexander Robbins tells about a woman he encountered who was the sister of a woman who was marrying somebody from Skull and Bones. And after the regular wedding, which was held at a farm, why, they went into the barn. And this woman was up in the loft with a hayloft, and she watched as they came in. Now, these are the potential leaders of America, wearing their black robes and black hoods, with these strange pagan chants. I've forgotten whether they were wearing carrying candles, but she said it was the most pagan thing she'd ever heard, and she begins to laugh at this, you know, how ridiculous it is. They're holding the pagan Skull and Bones wedding, which supersedes the Christian wedding, or whatever wedding they'd had before, and one of the men ran up into the loft and grabbed her and said, if you ever mention a word of this, we'll kill you. This is what we're really up against, ladies and gentlemen. The Masons killed people. Other people, many people have died who've tried to expose what's going on in the world today. 50 microbiologists, Steve Quayle's kept track of them, well over 50, have died in just this last few years. Why? Because I suspect they were working on some very, very sensitive new diseases that will bring about the great plagues that are planned to besiege the world. Because you see, Lucifer, who I believe is the force behind all of these secret societies, hates humankind. And of course, he hates Christianity, and that's why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our buildings. When you understand that, everything begins to make sense. If you don't understand that, nothing going on in the world makes sense. So if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the book. You can get the video, you can get the audio tape, but it will give you an excellent overview and give you the source of the information so you can begin to put all the parts of the puzzle together. Because you see, Cecil Rhodes, who created this secret society that became the Council on Foreign Relations, came out of Masonry. He had sworn those secret oaths too. He never really understood them, but he swore them. And of course, once you've sworn those oaths and you never renounce them, why, of course, you've given your life to the devil. And, of course, have so much information on that. If you haven't yet seen the video, they sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. It's now available in both DVD and in video. But we recommend that you get this and read it. And you wonder what this is all about with Michael Jackson and his trial up there. Well, until you've seen Michael Jackson walking backwards. Until you've heard the discourse in these films on Michael Jackson, you can't understand what's really going on or what motivates Michael or why he has a predilection for young boys. But you see, this is all part of this demonic plan to undo God's plan for a procreation, for men and women to marry and have children. But the people who've sold their souls to the dark side, of course, they'll get great wealth in this world, and they'll get great pleasure from sex and drugs. But of course, you know where they're going to spend their eternity. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. All these things are available from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And ladies and gentlemen, America's in real trouble because America's renounced God. And the Masons and the Skull and Bone, the secret societies are there. And where are Christian leaders telling it? Why, they're deafening. Their remarks are deafening in their silence.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 that went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Wondered whether you're really getting the truth from the media? Have you ever thought that maybe somebody's controlling your reality? Well, there's going to be a meeting. It's going to be held at the Westin Hotel over by Great America. It's going to be on May 28th and 29th, and it's going to be at the Conspiracy Conference. Now, if you'd like to know more about the Conspiracy Conference, call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. This is the fifth exciting year they've had this. Dick Gregory's going to be there, Nick Begich. There's going to be Daniel Hofsicker, Jack McLam. I'm going to have a booth, although I'll not be speaking. You're going to see really the contrast between good and evil. The Conspiracy Conference is a great educational opportunity. We hope that many of you will give serious consideration to going May 28th, 29th. That's 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999.
Are you concerned about your child's future? Well, it starts with a sound education. VHM provides for that cornerstone of your child's future with a quality education founded on biblical principles. Our school sets high academic goals while developing moral standards. From preschool through eighth grade, your child is taught by experienced and credentialed teachers in all subjects, including our dynamic music program and state-of-the-art computer classes. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." For over 50 years, VHM Christian School has provided peace of mind to parents knowing their children are receiving an excellent education in a loving environment. VHM is located at 427 Capitola Road Extension in Santa Cruz. Won't you call us today at 475-4762? That's VHM Christian School at 475-4762. Doesn't your child deserve a chance to try VHM?
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, this is the time when I need to remind you, first of all, that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and if you believe that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, if you believe you're not getting this information from most other sources, we hope that many of you will have the courage to join with us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. And we hope you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And you do that by simply calling us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 844-8927. You can certainly subscribe to the newsletter, or hopefully you'll want to get the four best tapes of the month, and you'll want to get the newsletter. $20 a month, of course, if you can come up with more, we'll appreciate it. But that's the backbone of how we're able to finance what we do. And now, certainly 5 hours a day on radio, and 5 hours a day on the internet, and 5 hours a day on satellite, and 4 hours a day on shortwave, or reaching out throughout the whole world. Now, I need to remind those of you who listen on shortwave that starting Monday, this two-hour segment of our program will change to 11.515. That's 11.515. Our evening program, which is 8 to 10 Pacific and 11 to 1 Eastern Time, one channel will remain at 5835. That's 5835. And the other will change to 7.465. That's 7.465. So remember, the afternoon program, 11.515 for the shortwave. The evening program, if it's going to change, will change to 7.465. That's 7.465, and of course, please tell others about it. But at least they gave us a few days' advance notice on, so we could let you know about it. Now, during the last hour, we talked about James H. Billington's book, Fire in the Minds of Men. We do carry the book. We don't make hardly anything on it, but we do have it if you really want to get into the background of this world occult movement, of which I believe, of course, Skull and Bones is part, and Masonry is part, and the Council on Foreign Relations is part, and the Bilderbergers and the occultists and the Rosicrucians and the Theosophists are all part of this world occult movement that, of course, is intent upon a new world order, a new world religion. Destruction of Christianity and destruction of billions of members of humankind. We're dealing with the ultimate evil, and when you understand that, then it all begins to make sense. Otherwise, very little going on in the world. Terri Schiavo really doesn't make any sense unless you understand that she was the first of a stepping stone along the slippery slope towards mass extermination of human beings right here in America, because they have lives that are not worth living. And after all, the courts say it's all right to do it. It's all right to do it. So if you'd like to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'd like to get Fire in the Minds of Men, those of you who remember the president's inaugural speech here just a month or two ago, he talked about fire in the minds of men. Obviously, they know what it's all about. But you wouldn't recognize the importance of that phrase any more than when the president's father talked about 1,000 points of light in the New World Order. Those phrases came from a woman named Alice Bailey, who was an occultist, a theosophist, who, of course, dominated the New Age movement and the world Luciferian movement during the opening decades of the last century. So once you understand the keywords, you'll recognize them. When you hear them, you'll begin to able to think clearly and differently. You'll be able to understand what's really going on. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. A great book, Fire in the Minds of Men. Of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked. And then, of course, you'd like to get the information on Skull and Bones. We have a four-tape set on that, on the Bohemian Grove. Alexandra Robbins' wonderful book, Secrets of the Tomb, our syllabus with the list of all of the members of this secret society who control our government in large part today. Okay, well, pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until Monday, may the Lord be with you.